Welcome, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's a nice sunny day, so you can't really be unhappy with that, can you?
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. You're a business consultant.
Yes.
You have your own company.
I do indeed.
And what? Go, give it a plug.
My company's called Iobray Limited. I serve all local areas from East London out into Essex.
Yeah.
Helping companies just do what they do better, really.
Right. What type of company is it? Anything?
I think that companies that have the right strategy and know how to get over certain hurdles.
Right.
I mean, there are four letters that came into play last year that almost rival HMRC with hatred, which is GDPR.
What's that stand for?
General Data Protection Regulation.
Oh, yes, I know.
I can help people with that, project work, understanding how to run their company better, and particularly that works with processes. So if a company is expanding or shrinking,
right.
It's really good for them to look at what they do and how they do it.
I am, I've got to be honest with you, a lousy businessman. I am the worst. I really am. I don't know how to do anything. I don't know since my 20s, so in the last 30 years, I've actually earned money I haven't been working myself for 30 years, but the last, say, 25 years, how I've actually earned money as a mobile DJ. My business strategy is pants. Absolutely.
Well, the biggest thing you can do in terms of marketing is get advocates. So if you do what you do well,
yeah,
and people recommend you,
yeah,
then you don't need to pay for any marketing. It just flows all the way through.
That was it up to a point. Up to a point. Now, they say you're as good as your last job. All right. But in this business, if you let somebody in or upset somebody, or you don't get back to them, that was the question, you don't get back to them, then you just seem to like disappear into oblivion. And I had a 2008, 2009, I had a funny turn. I lost both my parents over those last, within 13 months. And I just stopped caring for a while. And by the time I'd started to care again, my business had gone, well, Ian don't answer his phone or Ian don't answer his emails. And I've had to start from scratch again, basically. And it was very hard, a very, very hard life lesson to learn. But
indeed.
Especially on the circuit I was on the bar mitzvah circuit, you know. It's, yeah. Jewish weddings and bar mitzvahs, it's very hard. It once you're off that roundabout to get back on it. I was the king at one point. The king. Anyway, enough talking about me. We can chat about that off air. So we're talking about the business awards.
Yes.
When do they take place?
The applications are still open, and people can apply up until the 15th of July. They've just extended the deadline.
Okay.
There are eight categories. I have chosen to sponsor the Startup of the Year Award.
Right.
Thankfully, I haven't had to pay the whole sponsorship amount because the Chamber have opened up the sponsorships so that a couple of smaller companies can join together,
yeah,
which has been great. And I really wanted to do this one because having been through it myself, you know, that startup period, that first 18 months, 2 years is a killer.
Yeah.
And to recognise people for their products, what they're doing, how they're doing it, I think is immeasurable.
Yes, but isn't it easier today to start up a business? What with social media and what with you can just see a business and access a business a lot quicker with the internet.
That's true, but there's starting up a business and then keeping it going.
Yeah.
And it's that longevity that takes the thought, it takes the planning, it takes the support. And then there's some great support out there. You've got the people, Best Growth Hub, you've got Invest Essex, all of those provide free one-to-one support. And then you kind of, after that fizzles out, there's people like me around that can help people out. And it covers, as I said, a whole wide range of things. But it's the best advice I can give to anyone is when you're out and about trying to figure out what is going to make your business work,
right,
ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to see your solicitor, if you have to see your accountant, ask them a question. Or do you know anyone that does this? Or have you heard of anyone that can specialise in that? Because you know, these guys, know lots of people, the same as I do. I mean, I know loads of people. I mean, I haven't got 5,000 followers on LinkedIn or anything, but I've made it my business to know the people that I think can support other local businesses.
Do you find LinkedIn's a good tool for this, for your what you do?
It's a good shop window.
Yeah.
Certainly, it's something where you don't expect to get necessarily a sale out of anything.
Right.
But it can help you to keep in contact with people that you've met at other events and things like that. So, getting the right connections, keeping in touch with them, keeping that relationship. I mean, you were talking about that, you know, you had a funny turn and everything went south.
Yeah.
If you keep in contact with people, at least they kind of understand a little and say, oh yeah, understand why Ian's had a funny turn.
Yeah.
He's lost both his parents in such a short space of time. I mean, I lost my father at 16 and I was the same. First 6 months of my A-level studies, absolutely out the window.
Okay.
I've kind of been there, kind of done it, got the T-shirt. It's hard.
Yeah.
Keep on talking to people.
It's all about communication.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what did you do before you started up your own business?
I had 36 years in banking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I used a B, not the W. So
this is a daytime show.
Well, that's why I put it that way. It was, you know, the same as many people started off doing retail.
I started in retail.
And it's one of those things where everyone thinks, oh yeah, you go into retail banking, you start on the counter. No, you don't. The work on the counter is the interesting job when you're still working behind the counter, doing all the totting up. And of course, when it was in the 80s, you used to have till rolls and all this kind of thing. It's not like it's
that
automated.
Big computer, that big calculator with a big roll on it.
Absolutely right. And even other kind of simple stuff like doing the mail, you know, it had to be done, and it's all very easy these days. But I did that for kind of 6 years, and then I got a job up in the city and moved into the corporate world.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a bit of a game changer for me. I'd always set a target of going into branch banking. I'll be the branch manager. That will be my ultimate goal.
Did you get that?
Corporate banking. Well, it changed, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I then said, right, okay, so what am I going to do now? How am I going to set my target? And I said, right, I'll be satisfied if I get up to be a departmental manager. That will do me. And to my credit, I suppose, after nearly 30 years in that field, mostly in the operational areas, I actually got up to what they called executive director. So I actually reported to the director of operations for Europe for a global bank.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of far exceeded what I set out to do. And it's amazing the things that you do along the way. My first major project was in 1999. Which is significant, and those two new years, 1999 to 2000 and 2000 to 2001, I was actually, I couldn't go out because I was working, I was up in a hotel. One was for the so-called millennium bug and another one was for the euro conversion. So those 2 years, I was working all the way through New Year, so banking isn't glamorous at all.
No, not if you, and the bug didn't happen, did it?
I think people realised what the bug really was, and it was something to do with counting more than anything else.
Yeah.
And there was kind of like a finite life in what had been put into the computer programs themselves. So, something that was reasonably fixable.
Yeah, because a lot of people worry the computers were just going to go and stop working, really. It's the only way to describe it.
Absolutely.
So what made you start up your own business then? What was it that said, right, Ian, you've been enough in the corporate world, go out into the world, young man, and expand?
I think it was the fact that, you know, I achieved far more than I ever achieved ever thought I'd achieve in the corporate world. I actually thought, I actually don't want to top that. I actually want to revel in that and use that. The skills that I've got, which I still believe are transferable, and start looking at how I can put them to good use,
right,
to help the local business community, really.
Well, when we come back in a sec, then we will talk about the local business community and a few other bits and pieces.
Hey, Laura, it's me. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. But there's something bothering me. I really am sorry, but it just couldn't wait. Is there someone else instead of me? Go ahead and lie to me and I will believe. You're not in love with him and this fool can see that the rivers of your love flow uphill to me. Hey, Laura, it's me. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. But there's something bothering me. I really am sorry, but it just couldn't wait. With a healthy dose of make-believe, won't you lie to me and make me believe that you're in love with me and this fool can see that the rivers of your love flow uphill to me. But I had to ring your doorbell so late. But there's something bothering me. All night long, I just couldn't wait. With a healthy dose of make-believe, go ahead and lie to me and make me believe that you're in love with me, and oh, this fool can see that the rivers of your love flow uphill to me. Hey, Laura, it's me. Hey, Laura, it's me.
The lovely Gregory Porter. Hey, Laura, we are still playing songs.
Hey, from Laura, it's me.
Girls' names. Celebrate the fact that the UK is playing the USA in the Women's World Cup.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Your electrical and gas safety should be a top priority. Essex Energy Services pride ourselves on delivering the highest standards, with services including electrical inspection reports, PAT testing, gas safety certificates and EPCs. We undertake all electrical or gas installation and maintenance work for both commercial and domestic customers throughout Essex. And to help you save money, we specialise in upgrading your lighting to LED. Contact us now on 01277 220 342. Essex Energy Services. Putting safety first.
Bored kids? Choose Camp Beaumont Multi-Activity Day Camp for your summer childcare needs. From July to August, join our themed camps at Mayflower High School in Billericay. Our summer camps for 3 to 16-year-olds provide busy parents with flexible and affordable childcare during the school holidays. Book by the end of June and get 20% off when you quote Phoenix FM. Search Camp Beaumont Billericay. Loved and trusted by parents since 1980.
Need to get ahead in your career or get the job you've always wanted? ACL are offering you the opportunity to get a Maths GCSE in just 30 weeks with our free courses starting in September. Run by Essex County Council, ACL offers classroom-based courses with experienced tutors. As the largest adult learning provider in Essex with exceptional GCSE pass rates, there's no stopping you. Find out more about these and our other free maths courses. Call 0345 603 7635 or go to www.aclessex.com. Terms and conditions apply.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
You're listening to Drive Time. My name's Ian Lee. A pleasure to have your company here all the way through until six. I'm now talking to Ian Brasher from, he's a business consultant with his own business, and he's supporting, and also he'll be supporting an award at the Brentwood Business Awards. That's it. That's right, isn't it? I know I'd get there in the end. So, what made you, have you won an award before? Have you been nominated for an award before?
No, I haven't. Not in this world. In the corporate world, I have. I've been nominated right. and won.
But not for Brentwood?
But not for Brentwood, no.
Okay. So what made you say, right, I'm gonna put this up? You're not putting it all up?
No, so the Chamber of Commerce thankfully allowed some of the smaller businesses to come together to co-sponsor an award.
Who are you co-sponsoring?
I'm co-sponsoring with a company called Legal Mediation, who like me are quite small, have been through the startup pain.
Yeah.
And the company director there, Sandy Brown, I know her very well. We kind of bounce off each other, and she's a really great person. So it's really nice to be doing something with someone that you really like.
So is that why you chose Sandy to, Sandy's business to partner up with?
She's one of the people, and I was talking about connections. Well, of course, with someone who can get people out of trouble without a huge solicitor's bill through mediation.
Oh yeah.
Then you know it's a really good contact to have. So yeah, I mean she's one of the people. Oh. That I hope never to need to use, but it's always good to have that kind of person as part of your repertoire.
And to know they're there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the most important thing for you to do because of your business?
I think the most important thing for me to do is to listen, because without listening, I can't help him. And then once I've listened, it's being honest. Yes, right. I can help you, or no, I can't.
That's the problem. There's so many people these days go, yeah, I can do that, I can do that. And they walk away and go, oh, good, there's no helping these people. But you can't do that in business. You have to actually be upfront, don't you, and say,
yeah,
this isn't going to work, this is going to work, this isn't going to work, forget that idea.
Yeah, and then you go back to the connections. Who do I know that can help this person out? And there are some great companies around, in around Brentwood and Essex to help people with a lot of their pains. And sometimes it's the ethos of a particular firm of solicitors that would match company A, and a particular ethos of an accountant that would match company B.
Right.
So you get to know the people through your continual relationship building and stuff, so that you can make the best people. Get in touch with the best people for your client.
So apart from LinkedIn, as we mentioned earlier,
yeah.
do you belong to any networking groups? Would you use a networking group, or would you suggest a networking group for people to start up businesses, or is it just an excuse to have an early breakfast?
Oh, there are some very good breakfasts around. The Chamber, of course, is one, and I actually belong to the Havering Chamber of Commerce as well, so
okay.
I'm a Brentwood Chamber. But yes, I belong to a couple of networking groups. Some of them are morning ones. The one that's probably the most unusual one is what they call the Squash Club.
Right.
And it's a squash networking event.
Oh, wow.
That goes out six times a month at various locations throughout Essex.
Oh, and so you can make new contacts and have breakfast?
Yeah.
Is it that early?
Yeah, well, that one isn't. It's kind of 1 o'clock till...
Oh, right, yeah.
Two till four. That's the kind of a little bit of a unique way of networking. You kind of run off the calories that you have from the morning breakfast.
That's a good idea, I suppose. So who or what inspires you?
The one inspiration, I think, has always been my dad. Off air, we were talking about a friend of mine who just lost his dad.
Yeah.
And as I was posting in response to his loss, I kind of got very emotional.
You do, don't you? He brings it all back.
Yeah. I mean, my dad was my hero, I think, as those of us who have lost...
What did your dad do in the world then?
Well, funny enough, he had his own business for many years. He was a painter and decorator, and he had clients, again, all over kind of Emerson Park, Hutton, Gideon Park... so he had lots of retained business, and you're talking about, you know, making sure you can get asked back to do the next bar mitzvah, the engagement, the wedding.
My brother was like that. He was a painter and decorator.
Yeah. But then actually what killed his business was the 4-day week in 1975.
Wow.
Yes, that great winter of discontent. And then he went to work as a labourer in a firm up in London.
Yeah.
And because of the kind of person he was, he said, I always want to be able to do my best. If I can do my best, I'm happy.
Perfectionist.
that's the other word for it. Yeah. But the proof of the pudding was in the eating, and 5 years later, for the same company, he was contracts manager.
Wow.
So I just kind of follow that ethos.
Yeah, always do the best you can do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all. So how do you turn off then if you're talking business from, say, 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night? How do you just switch off?
Well, you've got the TV. I'm kind of a bit bereft because Big Bang Theory is finished.
Yeah, I know. Gutted. Gutted.
That's one thing. And then there's always the favourite film to watch. And again, off air, we're talking about music. Yeah, yeah. And I've got a musical background as well. So,
do you still dabble?
The guitar very rarely comes out of the case these days. But
what a waste.
I know. I've got the the G Tab app on my iPad. iPad, sorry. So yeah, that comes out every once in a while.
I have a personal feeling that if the big man upstairs gives you a gift, don't waste it.
Yeah. Yeah, my girlfriend always wants me to learn Elvis songs, so that's one thing I've got to do.
Keep it in the case. forget it.
Otherwise, a couple of things that my son introduced me to.
Yeah.
Right from when he was kind of probably just before going into senior school, he and his friends got me into this thing called live action role play.
Oh, right.
It isn't anything nasty.
No. So is it like war reenactment?
That's one side of it, is war reenactment. The other side, and again, this is going to sound worse than it really is, the fantasy side.
You dress up as Batman?
It's like Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
So it's all wizards and warriors and dwarves and that kind of thing.
Do you have a precious?
I don't, but some people do. But yeah, it's all about that, and it's fun because when you're away
romping through the forest,
and over the fields, you are immersed in your character,
and
you forget everything else. You know, it's like having a whole day of acting.
Oh wow!
And it's absolutely brilliant. It takes your mind off everything.
And you enjoy that?
Yeah, I do enjoy that.
Oh, that's good. Everyone needs a way of letting their head. And I've got to be honest with you, singing and DJing are my two things. But being in a band is my hobby, and I know I earn a few quid out of being in a band, but that's what I find releases my, when I'm on that stage, it releases my energy. And obviously, as you said, if you're romping around the forest dressed as Gandalf, well then, you know, that again, that's fine. Everybody needs that little pressure valve to be able to unscrew that little pressure valve.
Absolutely. And
Stuart doesn't. He hasn't got any pressure. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you know, when you're talking to businessmen about this kind of thing, and you can be all fancy and you can talk about life-work balance, but at the end of the day, it's the turn-off. And if you don't turn off, you know, then, as you say, the pressure... cooker builds and builds and builds, and something will pop up, you know, at some point.
Yeah, whether it's physical or mental.
So you've just got to find. I mean, and I do this only once a month. You know, it's not like I do it every week.
You don't have to do it every week. No, once a month is
absolutely right. But it's just that thing where you say, right, that's it. It's the whole day. When I do the other thing I was going to do about is something called airsoft. So it's like air rifles and air pistols.
Yeah, love them. I used to have an air rifle.
Yeah.
Till I got divorced and left that.
and I actually go to a place down in Hockley, and all I do is the target practice. So you've got different size targets, and you do different things in different weeks, different months. So they have all sorts of courses kind of laid out and like that for every month, and it's absolutely brilliant. Again, it kind of takes you away, and I try and get there once a week. That's but then good. It's just for an evening, just for a couple of hours.
Of course. Have you heard that there's also clubs now you can go axe throwing?
Yes.
Oh, I'll try that, axe throwing. that has got to be the ultimate tension relief. Throwing an axe at a target.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, people do all sorts of things for tension relief.
Yeah.
I mean, you just sort of axe throwing, but is it the throwing that gives you, do you think is going to give you the release, or the thud as it hits the target?
It's a bit of both, I think. It's the as you throw it, because you're expelling, you know? You're expelling what's inside you, the bad air, whatever. It's coming out, I think. It's going as you throw. It's like you see people playing tennis. When they serve, they grunt. They're letting out their negative energy, I think.
Yeah, I mean, something I used to do in the past was jiu-jitsu, and in some of the martial arts, they have this phrase of ki.
Yeah.
So when you do something, you know, you have this ki that you develop.
Yeah.
And that, again, is that release of emotion, so that all of that that's inside you comes out with this particular thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's how I see it. Well, good luck with the awards.
Thank you.
Good luck with the business awards, and good luck in business as well.
Thank you.
If you need to come back, we're lovely to have you pop in and have a little chat from time to time.
That'd be great.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you for coming in, Ian.
Cheers, Ian.
And, well, all I can say is, if people want to get hold of your services, go on, give yourself a plug.
Okay. You can find me on the internet at theibray.com. The email address is inquiries@ibray.com, and the phone numbers and everything are on the website.
Awesome. Thank you very much.